Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Does it worry you that Deshaun Watson could get suspended twice? Because this thinking has evolved in 24 hours. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, says his guess would be that the league would suspend him now with the possibility of suspending him again later. There's a doomsday scenario out there, Dustin, that we haven't really paid much attention to in all of this, and I think it's becoming more of a possibility. Part of this that has me the most worried now is the idea that they suspend Watson, sees what happens, and then suspends him again. And then the Browns in this equation would have two seasons where, in a really tough AFC, you're just kind of up a creek without a paddle. You're tough. Sorry, you got six games of Jacoby Brissett and then another six games of whoever else the following year, and you can't – how do you operate that way?
If Deshaun suspended for – multiple occasions or multiple years this year and next year, I gotta say, I mean, is this really what you thought you were getting?
Can't be when you gave him a 5-year deal to think that he'd miss parts of 2 years.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if you sign him to this 5-year contract, this massive deal,
yeah,
and he misses, I don't know, let's say 12 games over 2 years, those are two wasted seasons. Potentially.
They essentially are, though. That's the hard part of this. Because I want to be the guy that, you know, slams on the table and is like, you made this deal with the devil. You knew what the consequences could be. This is what you sign up for to get a top five quarterback. But as you said, you could be missing two whole seasons because in the AFC, you can't get away with throwing Jacoby Brissett out there for six games each year.
Not each year. I think you could get by a month. Maybe the six games if it's just the one season. But not back-to-back years. I mean, that would be devastating for Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't think people understand. And hit me up if you do or don't, 216-578-0092. I just don't think people are understanding that once they give a decision this summer, that doesn't mean we're all of a sudden out of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just clear of everything. It's just we're still in the beginning portions of all this. So you saw the report from Ed Warder. Ed Warder's like, oh, yeah, they're meeting in Texas today. And then we heard from Albert earlier in the week. And Albert's like, well, that's usually a good sign that some decision is coming down and they're going to be talking about something sooner rather than later. And it's like, well, wait a second, though. They might come down with a decision on Thursday, for all we know, for this year. Doesn't mean they're coming down with a decision for what happens in April of next season, where we might do this same song and dance again. And it's going to be deja vu. We'll be in football Groundhog Day going through all of this. I don't think people were mentally prepared for this. In fact, I know they weren't, because when I asked Field Yates about it yesterday when we talked to him, Dustin, he's like, I don't know if you can do double jeopardy or not. I don't know that answer. Why? Because he hadn't considered
all of that.
It's the NFL.
They can do whatever the hell they want.
Exactly right. And that's the answer that we're getting, is that they can do it's their judge, jury, and executioner.
Yes.
They can play. It's their dime, their dance for.
They don't even have to have him be indicted to suspend it.
No, I was like thinking about this earlier. I'm like, if they can suspend someone for jaywalking, but then the NFLPA comes into the play and they're like, well, you don't want to do that. But like, is the NFLPA really going to go to bat for Deshaun Watson in these cases? Probably not.
I mean, it's kind of their job. They have to represent all players equally, but I don't know that they would get a...
But on what ground?
I don't know.
It would be an unprecedented situation.
I don't even know if he would appeal.
But this is unprecedented to begin with anyway. You think he would just take whatever it is?
I don't know.
He's fighting these court cases.
That's true. Maybe he would appeal.
He's fighting these court cases like he's extraordinarily innocent. So You know, I mean, nobody likes to admit to any sort of or take any sort of consequences if they really believe in their heart of hearts that they didn't do it.
Right.
So it'll be just very interesting to play out. 216-578-0092. Ray up next on the Fan. Hello, Ray.
Hey, hey, how you doing?
Good.
So
hey,
basically, I don't understand why they would suspend him two times. Like, you had a couple of lawyers get on this show for the past couple of months tell you that if the prosecution has something more, they're not holding it. It's like you expecting one of the victims to say, oh, I forgot to tell you he punched me in the back of the head and locked me in a closet. That's not going to happen.
Wait, hold on. No. Ray, we don't know that. We don't know anything about that. No, that's not fair to say because we don't have those answers. And on top of it,
it's not fair to say.
Yeah, it just isn't. And I hate to, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to any attorneys out there. My sister's an attorney. I have a lot of family that's attorneys. Like, they're great people. I respect them a ton. But it's fantasy land compared to the NFL because the NFL is their own judge, jury, and executioner. They're their own everything. They don't have to abide by any sort of law or any sort of reason.
No, it's their company. I mean, they get to make decisions on who works for them and who's suspended and why.
Exactly.
Well, period.
I understand that. I guess I'm wondering why would they do it two times, though? It's kind of like the first time they're going to suspend him for being a freak, and then the second time they're going to suspend him for being an extra freak. Like, I don't get it.
I don't mean to laugh.
It's in the cards, though. That's right, though, Ray. Like, yes. And thank you for the phone
call.
Thank
you for the
call. You laughed at freak.
Well, he said he suspended him for being a freak, then they suspended him
for being an
extra freak.
Yes, that's what they can do. 100% in play. And that's why I asked Josina about it. And Josina's like, anything's a possibility. It's the NFL.
Yeah.
Literally all the cards are on the table and they can do whatever they want because, again, their dime, their dance for it. This is how this works. 216-578-0092. Jim up next on the Fan. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. I know, and I'm not, Josina and them have all been like, anything's possible. Florio's the one that's kind of floating this idea. I really can't see, while they can, and I agree with you that they absolutely can, I can't really see, short of new accusations from new people, I can't see them going back and suspending Watson for the same thing. And I say that because the legal process has played out as far as, you know, unless something else comes up, the legal process has played out in terms of criminality. So now you're talking about the civil suits.
Yeah.
Well, regardless of what the civil suits is, I don't think this is something that the NFL wants to, you know what I mean? I don't think they're going to dip their toe in the water. I think they're going to take their swing, say, this is it, this is what we're doing. We know the situations. We're going to go ahead and say that, you know, they're taking the PR hit now. Whether stuff comes back out later and there's if there are new accusations from new people, then I think that absolutely changes the story. But that would be the same for any player. I just can't see the NFL as a policy measure wanting to come back and keep this an open case. I would think they would want to come out and say, here's what we're doing, here's the suspension, here's the action. Case closed, pending, additional whatever. But it just doesn't make sense because I don't know how you come back and justify it. It's like the guy before said, well, you know, now you're a bigger sicko than we thought you were. You know, how do you validate that, you know?
Well, I think there's a couple different things at play, and it's a good phone call. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you, man. I think there's a couple things at play here, Dustin. We saw Deshaun Watson in that opening press conference with the Browns, right, the introductory press conference, and he sat up there and all but claimed his innocence and acted as if he was a modern-day saint, you know?
Right.
What if Deshaun Watson – I think the NFL is playing with the idea that he would go to different women's rights groups and be a good part of the community and really show remorse. What if Deshaun Watson just is like, bleep you guys. I think I'm innocent here, and I'm going to give you the middle bird any chance I get.
Yeah, he at least, you said it, based off that press conference, he's like, I did nothing wrong.
Right?
I've never, his words, not mine. I've never disrespected a woman in any situation, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he's going to go down fighting this thing.
And I feel like if the NFL...
And even you're right, even if they suspend him, he's going to be like, like Mary Kay asked him, you got to get counseling. He's like, no, for what?
Flat out said no. And acted as if she had 12 heads for asking the question.
Yeah.
Like, what? I think the NFL wanted him to almost play nice, play ball a little bit, you know? Show some remorsefulness.
He's thinking remorse for what?
Be a good part of the community, all these things. But that's how Deshaun's thinking.
That's what I'm saying.
Deshaun's thinking like, well, no, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not doing any of that. Well, all right, fast forward a year from now, and Deshaun's trying to be on a Pepsi commercial, and he's trying to be on every billboard under the sun. And it's like, maybe we don't want this guy representing our league the way that he's representing our league. just opens up a whole different can of worms. Let's go to Bobby up next on The Fan. Hello, Bobby. How are you?
Yeah, I think a question that needs to be asked is, would you rather have Deshaun Watson miss six games this year and six games next year, or just ride and die with Baker Mayfield and keep those draft picks? Honestly, if it's six games this year and six games next year, it's a complete wash. I'd rather just roll with Baker, give me the draft picks, and let's see what we can do with it.
I don't know. That's a crazy idea. You know, I mean,
thank you, Bobby.
Baker would have been better this year than he had been last year. There's no doubt about that. And I mean, yeah, I think Watson's suspended for 2 years, and that's, again, it's speculation from Florio. It's nothing that is concrete at this point. But, man, it almost feels like that's a wasted 2 years of the 5 years you're going to have Watson.
I can all but promise you, when Jimmy Haslam struck that deal, think about how they worked his contract to Sean Watson. They worked it so that he would have a bunch of money set up as a bonus. $45 million as a bonus. He'd pay $1 million off the base salary. So if he got suspended, that it wouldn't really count him any dinero, you know? Fast forward it to next year. If he gets suspended, again, this is another part of the equation too. Maybe they're like, well, wait, we didn't see you take a financial hit at all for this. Maybe we're going to take this into year two so we can actually go after your pocketbook a little bit as well, and you can pay from the currency side of things. And yeah, I promise you, Jimmy Haslam, when he signed up to do this deal, wasn't with the idea that Deshaun Watson would have 2 years gone for six games apiece. 216-578-0092. This is where we sit now, 24 hours after the fact, and people are starting to reveal some of the cards that the NFL could play here. But we want to hear from you guys. Does it worry you that Deshaun Watson could get suspended twice? There's no sponge bathing this information, right? I'd love to tell you that the NFL will come down with four games on Thursday and we can all move on and be done with this and it's just water under the bridge. But the world is filled with potholes. It's just not that easy. And if you listen to Josina Anderson, who says anything is possible with the NFL, you listen to Mike Florio. Mike Florio on ProFootballTalk.com says his guess would be that the league will suspend Watson now with the possibility of suspending him again later. And you're just like, Browns aren't out of the woods when it comes to this whole entire equation. And I know some fans are thinking to themselves, well, Jonathan, he's meeting in Texas right now. I just saw the report from Ed Warder. They're meeting in Texas right now.
Yeah.
They're going to come out with a decision later on this week. And, like, yeah, they might. And it might be four games, might be six games, might be eight games. And then it might be wash, rinse, repeat, and we do this whole thing again next offseason too. It's not out of the realm of possibility. And in the previous 24 hours, if we've learned anything, it's that. It's that the idea that Deshaun Watson could get suspended twice is 100% on the table in the NFL's eyes.
And got to be scary for the Browns because you're trying to prepare for this season and you know there's a possibility of a suspension. Frankly, if you're the Browns, maybe at this point now you hear this news that it could be suspended for back-to-back years. You're hoping that maybe the league's just going to wait. Maybe they'll wait until next year and hand down a hefty suspension, but at least you get this full season. The last thing you want if you're Jimmy Haslam and the Browns is that here's to have Deshaun be suspended for multiple games and multiple seasons. It's going to create a lack of consistency.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Word I could not find for some reason.
I was waiting for you. I'm like, I know he's got it up there.
I was digging.
It's the metal from those gummies.
It's
that
all
the
metal
brain.
From the gummies. Yes. Yeah, no. Yeah. But lack of consistency, and you almost kind of waste 2 years.
I want to know from you guys, 216-578-0092, with new information then. You just hoping Deshaun doesn't get suspended at all this year, maybe swallows the pill from next year, and then, because at first I'm with you. At first I was like, no, we want to take it all right now, and then next year we're just off and running, not worrying about it at all. But if you're the NFL and you really want to hit people where it hurts the hardest, and where does it hurt the hardest always, Dustin, that's the pocketbook, right? Yeah, exactly right. And, the Browns thought they were being clever. Oh, yeah, Deshaun, we'll just give you $45 million as a signing bonus. We'll make your base salary $1 million, and we'll cover if you have any suspensions. NFL might be like, no, we're not going down that road. We're going to make him pay for this. He put a black eye on the league in a multitude of ways. We're going to make him pay financially for this. Sorry, black Amex car that you're going to spend so much money on that Bahamas trip. You're not going to get away this easily. Still going to end up a very wealthy man, but you're not going to end up as wealthy. 216-578-0092. Larry.
Yeah, good.
Up next on The Fan. Hello, Larry. How are you?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, bud. Hey, thanks for having your show, man. I like to say, man, I hope the man walk away free because he deserves it, man. All this punishment of his name already, and he got to quit it. It's not football, man. It's not a black and white thing, man. We got to stop this because is killing our society already. But number two, man, as other athletes got in trouble and got a free pass. This is a new beginning. He got opportunity. Thank God for the Cleveland Browns Saturday. But it's all too, but we got to support each other too in the natural way, man. And I clear house to get rid of Baker because it's going to be that locker room going to be so upset down because Baker's going to throw interceptions, dude. He don't want to play for the Browns. He told us that. So I don't want you to think to start off new, start fresh, and just go forward, man, because this is a new season, man.
Yeah, but it's not as simple as that. And thank you, man. I appreciate the call. It's not as simple as that. It's not as simple. Listen, if it was up to me, I'd love it if Deshaun Watson never had to pay the Pied Piper. If he just got off scot-free, we never had any suspension, and we could just move on our merry way. I would love to put this in the rearview mirror. I would. Life doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. Brian, up next on The Fan. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, I was just thinking, with this double jeopardy and being suspended 2 years in a row, if they come down and suspend him this year based on the interviews and personal conduct, wouldn't the Browns and wouldn't – I know Deshaun says he's innocent, but wouldn't it be in his best interest just to settle the case then? Because then nothing further could come out to be suspended next year if he's already been suspended this year.
Well, that's a loaded question. Thank you, Brian.
It is loaded. It's an interesting thought. Because obviously the attorney representing the women wants a settlement.
Right.
There's no way he wants to go to court and have 22 separate trials.
Oh, it's lengthy. I get exhausted thinking about it.
And from the attorney's standpoint, he doesn't know that he's going to win every case.
Well, but this brings up...
If you get a settlement, that's a win.
Yeah. And this brings up another part of this equation. Again, people are like, oh, well, why would the NFL go ahead and hit him twice? Well, Deshaun Watson is the one that's suspending all of this in the public eye by not settling. Because he believes he didn't do anything wrong.
Correct.
You heard him in that press conference. He believes he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
He had a way to wipe this all away. The settlement option was there. It was on the table. He's the one that's taking this and, oh, no, we're doing courts. We're doing court cases in April. He's the one that made that decision to keep this thing going as opposed to settling. So maybe the NFL is looking in their eyes and being like, well, if you want to keep this up in the limelight, if you will, you want to keep this in the public attention, well, we're not happy about that.
So no, the NFL wants this to go away.
Yes, ideal world.
It's bad for their brand. Not only is it bad for Deshaun's brand and the Browns brand, but it's bad for the league.
Yeah.
It's the reason the league didn't want the Texans to play the Browns week one.
And there's a reason why we only have two primetime games this year.
That's right.
They don't want to talk about it.
No.
They want it to be over, and Deshaun Watson doesn't want it to be over because he wants to clear his name. Oh, man. A lot there. Todd. It's Todd in Ward 1. Hello, Todd. How are you?
Jonathan, Justin.
Todd.
I'm in a perpetual state of struggle, but that's not what I called about. So it is a very bad idea to pay for a problem to go away through settlement that you did not cause. If he's firm that he did not cause any problems with these people, then he should not be paying for the problem to go away. It would be a very poor application of being corporate citizens by the NFL to suspend this man at this time. Let it get to the court. Let it get to the court. And let it move its way through the court, and then make the decisions on it from there. The one thing they may have him on, and this, in my shallow opinion, should be, is they may have violated some policies on the coronavirus thing, so maybe they should fine him for that. But other than that, the NFL should care about Todd wanting the Browns to win the Super Bowl and not suspend this man.
Yeah, so, I heard Goodell cares about your feelings a lot, Todd. I heard you got a pipeline to Todd in Ward 1.
He's a big fan.
Yeah, big fan. I'm a big fan, at least. That's all that matters. I love Todd. He's one of my favorites. KC up next in The Fan. Hello, KC.
Yo, my whole thing is, man, good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon.
My main point is, man, it's just too much money involved, right, on both sides, with the NFL, with the Browns, with the contract with Deshaun. You know, you got commercial deals. Jimmy Haslam wouldn't have signed up for 2 years, man. Come on, tell me, what do you think about that? Signing up for 2 years on the suspension side.
Oh, man, it's really that's what makes this conversation so interesting because it's so tough. Like, and thank you. I don't know. I don't know. What do you don't think Haslam would have signed up? Like, you need to upgrade a quarterback. You'd still have 3 years after the two.
What I tell you what I do think, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I tell you what I do think. I do think Jimmy knows. I do think Jimmy would have talked to Roger behind the closed doors. Like, listen, here's what it is. We're gonna give him 6 to 8 games, depending on the outcome this year. And it's a wrap. You guys deal with it from there. You know what I mean? Jimmy not going to sign up for 2 years, though.
Yeah, I feel like the conversation has changed, and thank you, KC. And that's why we have, like, new – again, when different people in the media bring up these type of situations, it's not because they're just, like, original thinking about this and, oh, my God, this is – no, like, no, they've talked to people. Like, this is not coming out of thin air. They've talked to people. This equation, though, was not on the table when they made this deal. I don't think anybody thought this equation was on the table when they made the deal. It's just how
I never thought that.
How Deshaun Watson has navigated this since that point has brought us to where now it's like, okay, well, we're gonna have the cases in April because you wanna have no cases throughout the season, which is understandable. Well, it's gonna be a different conversation we're gonna have in April as well. This is not going away anytime soon. Oh man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.